Stretch Code. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. It's Drew Badger. This is the Big Scary News for episode 273, and we are not starting this year off on a good note, because we're starting off 2024 with, yet again, some sad news. This comes to us via Fitzy's Fright Fest in Newton, New Hampshire. As most of you know, Fitzy's Fright Fest is family and friends who come together at Halloween to stage a haunted walk for the greater community, raising money to benefit a cause close to our hearts, usually the fight against cancer. On Christmas morning, we lost someone very close to us, an honorary member of our haunt family, and literally the father, grandfather, uncle, great-uncle, and father-in-law to almost our entire crew. Richard Dick Letourneau, Jr. of Plaistow, hope I'm pronouncing that right, New Hampshire, passed away early Christmas morning after losing his battle with esophageal cancer at the age of 73. As we go into the new year, we will be saying our goodbyes to this grumpy old man, surrounding each of his children with love, peace, and support. The Big Scary Show sends its deepest condolences to the family and friends of Dick Letourneau and the Fitzy's Fright Fest family, and offers up this moment of silence. On a little lighter note, we have this update from Transworld coming to St. Louis. We are excited to unveil this year's party theme. Join us for the Saturday night Halloween costume party, Dia de los Muertos. Party with the Dead, Saturday, March 9th from 8 p.m. until midnight at the America Center Ballroom. As Transworld's Halloween and attraction show winds down, it's time to crawl out of your grave, put on your fetid finery, join your horde, and shamble on over for a dead man's party. Join your fellow grave ghouls and rancid revenants for an evening of undead entertainment as we look forward to the upcoming season of Screams with eager anticipation. Join us for a live DJ, psych jam music from Basement of the Dead, dancing, drinks, it's a cash bar, appetizers, and more. Food is served from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. This is your chance to party with haunters from around the world and celebrate the end of yet another successful show. Costumes and creative attire are allowed and encouraged, but not required, as you party the night away at the final celebration of the 2024 Halloween and Attraction Show. Tickets are limited, and when they're gone, they're gone. You don't want to miss this ultimate Halloween party, as it only happens once a year. Sponsored by Ticket Spice and Froggy's Fog, more information is available at haashow.com. We have an update from Steel City Con coming to Monroeville, Pennsylvania. We have a new headliner announcement. Steel City Con is excited to announce Susan Sarandon is attending Steel City Con April 12th through the 14th. Sarandon is best known for her roles in the Rocky Horror Picture Show, Dead Man Walking, Thelma and Louise, Lorenzo's Oil, and so much more. Sarandon, the 1995 Academy Award winner for Best Actress, will appear Friday and Saturday only. Get tickets and more information at SteelCityCon.com. We have an update from HauntCon coming to Daytona Beach, Florida. announcing our ultimate haunt tour event. Embark on an unparalleled journey into the heart of horror with the Ultimate Haunt Tour. Dive into fear with the Ultimate Haunt Tour in the state of Florida. This chilling adventure includes four spine-tingling attractions: Sea Green's Haunted Museum, Sir Henry's Haunted Trail, Mortem Manor Haunted Attraction, and Crushbrow Park. Your all-inclusive ticket covers transportation, snacks, and dinner, ensuring a night of thrills and terror. Join us on February 8th for an unforgettable journey through the darkest corners of Florida's haunted landscape. Get more information at ultimatehaunttour.com or hauntcon.com. We have this from the Chambers of Hell Haunted Attraction in Hauppauge, New York. Presenting the Coven of Chaos Winter Haunt. This January, the witches of Winterthorn come to hell. Our winter haunted house is frozen over and the halls are filled with dark magic. Ice witches, snow wizards, frost goblins, and more are feasting on the local townsfolk, and night has fallen. Armed with a cross to ward off the coven, can you survive an adventure through the town of Winterthorn with only a lantern as your sole source of light? Escape the clutches of the coven and thaw out our Frost Lounge, a luxurious room adorned with winter-inspired lighting, themed drinks, and winter Celtic music. If you're feeling more adventurous, pay for an upgrade and play a round or two of axe throwing. Happening January 26th. Get more information at chambersofhell.com. We have this news from the Necropolis Underground Haunted Attraction in Indianapolis. We hope you all had a Merry Christmas. Coming up next, Valentine's Day Sucks. February 10th and 17th. Valentine's Day Sucks is a special off-season event presented by Necropolis Underground. Visit Necropolis Underground for a date night to die for. No need to fear if you don't have that special someone to join you. Our monsters are thirsty for some action. Put away the roses and chocolate and experience the underground as it's completely decked out with twisted valentines and gory teddy bears. Tickets are on sale now. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/necropolishaunts. We have a little news about a new film coming out from A&P Productions. This comes via horrorsociety.com. Murder-sized filmmakers A&P Productions have officially announced their new film to be Only Fangs. The synopsis is, a misfit group of female vampires take control of their own destiny and create an app to lure more victims. But when they ensnare a wannabe monster hunter, they team up to fight a more powerful enemy. Quote, we intend to make this our biggest movie to date in terms of story, scope, and effects. This film will have a more 90s feel as opposed to our previous features, and we hope to bring back many familiar faces from the cast of Murderside to Only Fangs, unquote, says co-director Paul Ragsdale. Within the next few months, the filmmaking duo Paul Ragsdale and Angelica D'Alba will make casting and fundraising campaign announcements. Of course, we'll follow this story and bring you updates as they become available. We have some news regarding a ghost hunt coming to Manchester, Ohio, hosted by Eclipse Paranormal. Come out and join us for a movie and ghost hunting at the haunted Bentonville School on February 17th. The doors open at 5 p.m. and we'll be having snacks and watching a movie before our investigation. If you get tired, you can bring your air mattress, cot, or sleeping bag and take a nap as long as we're done by 7 a.m. We'll have more information on our website. Find out about it on their Facebook page, facebook.com/EclipseParanormal. Speaking of films, we have this regarding the film Killer Clowns from Outer Space. This comes to us via iHorror.com and is edited for content. In an exciting development for horror fans, the iconic 1988 horror comedy Killer Clowns from Outer Space is being eyed for a modern revival as a streaming mini-series. The news has sparked a wave of nostalgia and anticipation, promising a fresh take on the cult classic that has won the dark hearts of horror audiences for decades. Stephen Chiodo, the original film's director, has expressed his ambition to transform the zany world of the clowns into an 8-part mini-series. His vision involves a new group of teenagers who cross paths with the extraterrestrial jesters, leading to an epic adventure that includes a journey to the Clown Planet. The original film, despite facing initial distribution challenges, has gained a robust fan following over the years, fueled by its unique blend of horror and comedy. The potential miniseries aims to capitalize on this legacy while introducing the quirky horror to a new generation. The idea of a full-fledged invasion and the exploration of the Clown Planet opens up numerous possibilities for both horror and humor, staying true to the essence of the original while offering something new and exciting. This proposed miniseries revival of Killer Clowns from Outer Space represents a thrilling blend of nostalgia and innovation. By expanding on the original film's bizarre and beloved world, the project promises to deliver a unique experience for both longtime fans and newcomers to the franchise. As developments unfold, the horror community will undoubtedly be watching with bated breath, ready to embrace the return of the Killer Clowns. Getting back to the haunts, we have this from Holler and Haunts Hayride in Clinton, North Carolina. Presenting My Bloody Valentine. Come check out the number one haunted hayride in North Carolina, plus a walkthrough at the end. We'll also have the darkness open as well. It's only $30 for the hayride and the walkthrough, $12 for the darkness, or $35 for both. Happening on Saturday, February 10th. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/hollerinhaunts. We have this from the Massacre Haunted House in Montgomery, Illinois. Massacre Haunted House proudly presents Love Sucks, a Valentine's Day themed event. February 10th, join us for an unforgettable evening of spine-chilling romance as we transform our haunted house into a captivating haven for lovers. Immerse yourself in a world where fear and passion intertwine, creating an experience like no other. Get more information at FearTheMassacre.com. We have this update from Days of the Dead coming to Atlanta. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of wrestling legend, author, and comedian Mick Foley to the guest list for Days of the Dead Atlanta, happening January 26th through the 28th at the Cortland Grand Hotel. One of the most popular wrestlers in the business during the 90s, Mick is known for his ability to absorb seemingly inhuman punishment in some of the most dramatic matches in sports entertainment history. Foley has worked for many wrestling promotions, including World Wrestling Federation, World Championship Wrestling, Extreme Championship Wrestling, Total Nonstop Action Wrestling, and the National Wrestling Alliance, as well as numerous promotions in Japan. He was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2013, going in as a three-time world champion, one-time hardcore champion, and eight-time tag team champion. Tickets are on sale now, and get more information at daysofthedead.com. And finally, we have this from HHC Events, based in Idaho. Join us for our New Year New Shows sale. Until January 15th, take 20% off any level of ticket or vendor booth space or table. The discount will automatically be applied during our checkout. Our 2024 events include Cupid Fest, Entertainment Expo, you get 50% off tickets there, Idaho Horror and PopCon, you can get 20% off tickets and vendor booths, Snake River Horror and PopCon, 20% off tickets and vendor tables or booths, the Winter Wonderland Market, you can get 20% off vendor spaces, and Colorado Horror and PopCon, once again, 20% off tickets and vendor booths. Visit facebook.com/HHC Events LLC for more information. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year,
you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, as we say hello to 2024, we look forward to all the great shows and events and, of course, haunted attractions and all that stuff. Valentine's Day stuff's coming up soon. But one thing that always begins in January is the annual tour, I guess you could call it that, of the Oddities and Curiosities Expo. You know, they normally announce it on Halloween night, what they're doing for the next year. I believe they released their schedule a little early this year, probably because they had such exciting news out there, but it's always a joy to talk to our good friend Michelle Consaglio from her home in the Tulsa area. Michelle, Happy New Year. Well, Happy 2024.
Happy New Year.
I imagine that last year could be called exhausting, if nothing else. You had a great year. You know, we were at the Charlotte show. I believe Jerry was at the Denver show and, you know, lots of cool stuff going on. How was 2023 in a recap? And I understand you did some international work.
Yeah, 2023 was amazing. It was our biggest year yet. We went international. We actually just got home from 3 weekends in Australia, and it went better than I could have ever dreamed it would have went. So, I mean, it was just overall such a successful year with lots of growth, and it makes me really excited for 2024.
Well, you know the old saying, everything in Australia is trying to kill you, so I assume that they would be filled with, you know, bones and carcasses of stuff anyway. What kind of distinctly Australian stuff was at these expos?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because a lot of people thought that, but Australia has pretty strict biosecurity laws, and so there isn't that much like taxidermy and bones and stuff like that, that can actually be legally sold there. That you can't really have anything that is like a species to the country, like for sale. So it's a lot of different things than the United States for sure. But it was really interesting to learn all of their guidelines. And of course, all of their vendors follow those guidelines. And there was just a really amazing array of artists there, all kinds of strange, unusual antiquities, vintage, and the few vendors that we did have that, you know, went through the hoops of having taxidermy and bones and everything. It was wildly popular for Australians to be able to have access to that stuff. So it was really, really cool.
Did you bring any souvenirs home?
I bought a lot of stuff. I literally had a whole suitcase that was just dedicated to all of the stuff I bought. So, I got a lot of really cool stuff, things that I knew I could bring back into the States without having any issues. A lot of art, a lot of cool little knickknacks. So, it was really an amazing experience.
TSA must have had a field day going through that suitcase.
Yeah, sure.
But now that we have you back in the U.S., I know you don't get a lot of chance to exhale and sleep because you're getting ready to start a brand new year of great Oddity and Curiosities Expos. I know that you're basically starting up in just a few weeks.
Yeah, our first show is a couple weekends away in San Diego. We have a really busy year. It's our biggest U.S. year so far with 31 expos in North America. One of those is Toronto. And all of the shows are 2 days. And so this is by far our biggest year yet.
Oh, that's ambitious. Sure. 2 days for everything. That's fantastic. Because, yeah. I mean, Chicago and Charlotte were the only two I could think of off the top of my head that have been 2 days. So that's awesome.
Yeah, we had a few last year 2023, but it was just kind of like testing it out and seeing how it went. And it went really well. And I think it provided a more comfortable experience for our attendees, which is the whole goal of it. Because we've just grown so quickly that some of the shows got really crowded, and that can be not so fun, you know. So we're just trying to continue growing, add more space, add more days, and that really helps alleviate stress when it comes to attending.
Oh, absolutely. I think you told me you had over 15,000 on Saturday in Charlotte and about 7,000 on Sunday. So, yes, I definitely would prefer that to be spread out a little bit, although I have a feeling it's just going to be nuts no matter where you go.
Yeah.
So you're starting in San Diego in January. Where are you going to be traveling, say, through January, February, and March? And what are people going to be expecting to see this year? Any, like, brand new vendors that are going to be traveling with you? Or are there going to be, you know, just amazing, like, new entertainment? Or what's going on?
Yeah, so we'll start January off in Southern California, like always. We have San Diego and Los Angeles in January. Then we have Louisville, Atlanta, Charlotte in February, and Phoenix, which is a new city, Albuquerque and Houston, and Dallas, sorry, in March. March is really busy for us. So the first 3 months are really, really stacked. We're going to be just almost every weekend. We've got something going from coast to coast, really. We have, every year we change up our performers. So we have new performers in every city. We have new vendors in every city. Of course, we have some of our returning vendors that travel around with us that come every year. But every new year, we add, you know, hundreds of new people to the show. So I'm really excited to see, you know, the variety this year going into the new year in general with all of the new applications we got. We got over 3,000 applications in 24 hours. So we had quite a task going through, but I found some just really, really incredible and talented people to add.
How do you go through 3,000 applications and just say, okay, this person versus this? What is the criteria if I was an artist or a vendor of type? What kind of things do you really look for that falls into the odd and curious category?
Yeah, it's, you know, honestly, it's really difficult because I wish I could have everyone that applies. Like, anyone that shows passion and wanting to do our show means a lot to me. But the unfortunate reality is I just can't have everyone. There's just not enough space. So when I look, I look through every single application myself. And I, you know, kind of do it once over, see who I think fits, who I'd like to have, you know, and then kind of do another once over once I, you know, go through that. So I kind of check them all like three times and start with, okay, this person seems like they'd be a good fit. They would mesh well with us. But, I mean, I'm really looking for, you know, unique. I'm looking for unique additions to the show. I'm looking for talented artists. I'm looking for people who truly seem to have a passion for, you know, spreading art within their community or just kind of like boosting what we're already doing. You know, we get a lot of applications of people who, you know, they'll make note on their application like, oh, I'll theme my art to this show if you accept me. And that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for people who like are already submerged into this culture and already care about it. Not someone who's just going to be like, oh, well, typically I don't sell spooky stuff, but I will if you accept me. Hmm. You know, that's just not what I'm looking for, you know?
Right.
So
barring that kind of an artist, what are some examples of things that you don't necessarily think are a good fit? This might help to weed out some people who are listening.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, it's no bash on anyone that I don't approve. But I mean, yeah, as we've grown, it's become quite competitive. And I don't really necessarily want it to have that vibe to it. But it kind of does, because I'm looking for the best of the best. And I don't think, like, I get a lot of kind of more so Comic-Con style vendors apply with, like, you know, pop culture art, stuff like that. And that's just not what our show is. I don't, you know, every once in a while, I'll kind of confirm a vendor that might have a little bit of that, more like maybe horror movie style art, stuff like that. But it's just not a Comic-Con. So I'm not looking for, I guess I can't really even think of a good example, but you kind of can probably envision what I mean when I say like a Comic-Con style vendor, right, where they just have like pop culture stuff.
Sure.
You know, and that's just not like, that's a great example. I get a ton of applications like that. And while I appreciate their interest, there's Comic Cons for stuff like that. Exactly. And our show isn't that.
You've got horror cons and you've got the Comic Cons and things that are perfectly suited for. I totally understand. So
Yeah. So, you know, it can be a battle going through all these applications, and like every year it's more applications and more applications, and it means a lot to me that anyone would even like want to do the show that we've created, but it's just the unfortunate truth that everyone can't fit and not everyone fits. And, you know, some people can be upset about that, but at the end of the day, it's our show, it's our choice, and we don't owe anyone a spot, you know?
No, like, regrets. Right.
This is what we're curating, and this is my vision, and this is what I, you know, build to create, and I want it to be perfect. So it's, you know, it's our decision, so.
So did you ever imagine with your vision that, what is this, 6 years, 7 years now, that it would have grown to be this big?
Oh, never. Never in my wildest, like, dreams or goals with it. I would have never thought that I would go across the world and host our expo and it be so wildly successful even over there. Every year I'm just, like, blown away that people care and support it and support it so, like, passionately, too. It makes me really, really grateful. It makes me emotional because it's my baby and it's like my like life passion. So it's really, really cool. And I can't wait to keep growing it every year.
Well, you know, unfortunately, there's only 52 weeks a year. So I doubt you'll go much further beyond that, but you never know.
Yeah.
It would be very interesting. Maybe you can franchise it out to where you can have yourself doing one show in one city and maybe your husband or some, you know, other trusted people putting on a show in another. Who knows, you know? Hey, the WWE and WWF used to do that all the time, but...
Totally.
Yeah, so you never know, you know, things could happen like that. For people who have never been to a show, whether it's Atlanta, Chicago, Houston, you know, wherever, what are they getting into when they buy a ticket? You know, the first one I walked into was Atlanta and I was completely blown away. I was like, holy crap, this is amazing. But what is it that people are going to see generally? I know there's a lot of bones and a lot of dead things there, but you know, it's more than just that.
It is more than just that. It's definitely like the vibe that we go for is just like a welcoming space for weirdos. I mean, truly, it's kind of more like community driven, and that's shown to me as the years go by more and more, honestly, and I love that like so much because that was like the whole goal for me. And so whenever you come, I mean, I feel like you just see a bunch of people that are into the same things as you, and you see artists like that are passionately selling their art to a crowd that's been curated to them. And I mean, you find taxidermy, skulls, bones, artwork, antiques, vintage items, clothing. I mean, really, if you're into any type of alternative culture, you're going to come and you're going to find something that you like. And even if you're not, even if you're just like the friend coming with you, you know, you're just like the normal friend coming with your weird friend to the, you know, creepy expo, you're still going to find something because I always make sure that there's something weird there for everyone. And I think that's why it's like been such a success and why it's so special is that it doesn't have these stuck up vibes like, oh, you know, you can't come if you don't look this way or whatever it is. Like, it's just a welcoming space and a safe place for someone to come and just be themselves. And they can meet people that are just like them. They can discover their new favorite artist. Really, it opens like a whole new world up to people. And I really never looked at it that way when we first started, but that was what I wanted. And I hear this from people after every single show now. So now I feel like I'm slowly getting to where I wanted this to be in the first place. And then outside of that, you know, you can really stay all day because not only are there vendors that you can shop with, there is a taxidermy class if you're interested in something like that. This year we have entomology classes if you're interested in something like that. And then there's also sideshow performances on stage. So you can watch a stage show and say you've been interested in sword swallowing. Well, now you get to watch someone do it and you can, you know, potentially see if that's something you want to do in the future. So it really just like, there's so much more to it than just like coming to buy a bone, you know.
I love the fact that you're probably converting people into the alternative lifestyle, and that is definitely a great thing. So, you know,
yeah, it really does feel that way sometimes. It feels really nice to get the messages after the show of someone saying, wow, I've never felt so at home in a place, like in a public place before, with people that are like me. And it's like, it like means a lot to me.
It really makes me wonder how many of the quote unquote friends that get dragged there, like you said, you know, walking around. And I'll admit, I have seen people walking around like clutching their handbags and like, what have I gotten myself into? And then you see them the next year and they're just like, you know, hey, man, hey, nice to see you again. That's pretty cool. And, you know, maybe they have a little streak of pink in their hair, or maybe they're wearing something a little bit less straight-laced or something. So I think that's a fantastic thing. And, you know, it is kind of a place to let your hair down and just kind of be among the strange and unusual, which we all love. So,
yeah, for sure.
So for people wanting information, you're starting in San Diego, you're going all around the country, you're heading up into Toronto, Canada this year. Where can they get it? Well, I guess let me ask you first, where are the new cities in 2024 going to be? I know that there's one up in the Northeast. I know you've tried to get up there for many years. You're finally up there. What are the new cities where people who have not been able to get a chance to see you can finally come see you?
Absolutely. So Los Angeles, California is a new city. We were in Anaheim in 2023, so basically LA, but now we're actually like LA proper in downtown.
Nice.
And that'll be January 20th, 21st. We have Phoenix, Arizona, which I've been trying to get in there for years as well, and that'll be the first weekend of March. We've got Toronto, which is new, and that's actually back-to-back to Providence, Rhode Island. So we've got two weekends in June, Toronto, Providence. And we've got Sacramento. We were in San Mateo this past year, and then this year we'll be in Sacramento. So I'm really excited to add another kind of Bay Area show up there too, and that'll be Halloween weekend.
Oh, very nice. I have some friends up in Sacramento. I will definitely mention that to them. And the fact you're coming to Providence, which is right around the corner from Storm, is really cool. Maybe we can get him to come up and check you guys out. But for people who want information, I assume there are tickets that they can buy online at this point. I don't know if for all the shows, but at least for the first few months, where can they get that information? Maybe I am a dark art kind of vendor or have something spooky that might be good. And I know you're probably full up and have a long waiting list. But where can people get all that information, social medias, websites, and full calendar and everything?
Yeah, so we have tickets available for all of the dates, even up until November 2024. So they're already up. Everything is on our website, oddities and curiosities expo.com. We have the application open for Toronto only right now. That's the only city that we're still booking for. Just because it's international, it just had some more space, whereas our U.S. shows really booked up pretty quick. So if you're in the Toronto area or nearby and you're interested in crossing the border to do that legally, of course, you can still apply for Toronto on our website. And then, yeah, I mean, our social media has all of our vendor sneak peeks. We post all kinds of funny videos and all that as well, and that's just always at Oddities and Curiosities Expo.
Your reels are hilarious. I love watching those. I don't know who does the voiceovers on them, but they're pretty amusing. So
thank you.
But anyway, oddities and curiosities expo.com. Everybody is full up except for Toronto. Maybe the Canadians are too polite to sell spooky, scary stuff. I don't know, but I'm sure it will be a fantastic show, and I wish you nothing but success for 2024. And the Big Scary Show is honored to be able to come out and cover this when we can, and we thank you so very much for this. And of course, we look forward to seeing you in Charlotte and maybe a few other cities later on this year.
That sounds great. Thank you so much for having me again.
Once again, folks, oddities and curiosities expo.com. Long name, but a great show and totally worth going and getting your tickets today. My name is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.